Many of you watching are likely aware that Padre Pio had numerous spiritual children, individuals for whom he served as more than just a spiritual director. In today's video, we delve into the story of the first spiritual daughter of Padre Pio to be recognized as blessed by the Church. Stay tuned to hear the story.
Ave mundis pes Maria.
Welcome back to our YouTube channel following Padre Pio. If you're new to our channel, Padre Pio was a Capuchin friar, mystic, and miracle worker whose intercession is still very powerful and active today. We publish videos and shorts 5 days a week, so follow us to find out more about the life of this fascinating saint, and you will be amazed at what Padre Pio can do for you, a family member, or a friend. And now to our story. Today's story is about the remarkable life and faith of Maria Gargani, the first spiritual daughter of Padre Pio to be recognized as blessed by the Church. As you will soon hear, thanks to Padre Pio's guidance, she eventually became the Mother Superior of a congregation she herself founded. But let's start from the beginning. Maria Gargani was born on December 23, 1892. In Mora Irpino, a small city in southern Italy. She was the youngest of 8 children. Most of her siblings were graduate teachers, and her father was known in town as the teacher. So naturally, Maria also earned a degree in teaching and got her first teaching job in 1913 when she was 20 years old. Even at this young age, Maria already dedicated much of her efforts to educating the poor, and her classes were often crowded with students. Yet, teaching alone couldn't fulfill the burning desire within her, a longing to devote herself entirely to Jesus. So, she fervently prayed to Jesus, placing her life into his hands, so that he may do with her as he pleases. In the privacy of her own room, she made a vow of chastity. She renounced all feminine vanity and intensified her participation in the sacraments. At one point, Maria decided to take her spiritual journey a step further. She became a Third Order Franciscan and gave public vows of chastity, poverty, and obedience under the guidance of Father Agostino of San Marco in Lamis, a name you have certainly heard before on this channel. Father Agostino, a close friend and spiritual director of Padre Pio, warmly spoke about Padre Pio to Maria, who then decided to write a letter to Padre Pio in 1916. In her letter, Maria expressed her desire to become a nun, seeking Padre Pio's approval before making her final decision. However, Padre Pio's response was not at all what she expected to hear. He advised her not to enter a religious order right away and asked her to wait and better discern God's will. This, of course, left Maria feeling completely lost. But she listened to Padre Pio's advice and gave up the idea of joining a monastery. In 1918, the two met in person. Padre Pio stayed in San Marco la Catola for nearly a month, and Maria, who was now his spiritual daughter, went to the convent almost every day to seek his wisdom and partake in the graces bestowed upon him by the Lord. Furthermore, they continued their correspondence through mail, 67 letters in total, until 1923, when the Holy Office placed restrictions on Padre Pio's correspondences. Fast forward to 1933. Maria feels a strong desire to establish a new institution, one dedicated to education and spiritual assistance in areas lacking such establishments. It will be called the Apostles of the Sacred Heart. And initially, it will be a pious society, not really an official religious institute. Finally, even Padre Pio agrees. This is God's will. Hurry up and go to the bishop. It is beautiful, he exclaimed. Thus, in 1934, with the bishop's approval, Maria and her companions established themselves in the old convent of Holy Mary of Health in Apulia, southern Italy. There, they dedicated themselves to assisting the poor and caring for the sick and dying. In 1936, they opened their doors, offering education to children and young women. Vocations began to increase to such an extent that the headquarters of the Pious Society had to be transferred to Naples, from where it spread to other Italian regions, even reaching as far as Africa. In 1945, Maria Gargani fulfilled her dream, embracing the religious name Sister Mary Crucified of Divine Love. However, the Vatican rejected her request to recognize the Pious Society of the Apostles of the Sacred Heart as an official religious sisterhood. It wasn't until 1956 that the Vatican granted her plea, and she officially assumed the role of Mother Superior, a position she held until 1971. Sister Mary Crucified died in Naples on May 23, 1973, at the age of 80. Her beatification took place on June 2, 2018, in a ceremony presided over by Cardinal Angelo Amato, prefect of the Congregation for the Causes of Saints. During the ceremony, he shared, "She said that she worked only for God, and that for God, she would have been able to throw herself into the fire." End of story. Thank you for listening. Please do like and share this video to help our channel grow. And please give our channel a boost by continuing to watch another video. This will help with the YouTube algorithm. I have recommended some videos especially chosen for you on the end screen. Or just click on one of the links in the description below for a full selection of great Padre Pio stories or our playlist of Padre Pio thoughts for the day. And don't forget to enroll your Mass intentions for next Friday's Padre Pio Holy Mass. You will find the link in the description below. And stay tuned for the next video on the life of Padre Pio.